Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Jim Worthington, though, is a huge Trump supporter. Sits, or he did, on the president's Council on Physical Fitness. And he was the driving force, I'm convinced, that got President Trump's ear to push and push and push and get the right to try law done, which to me is not just about the people I've met that have a right to try to save their life. It's about what America's all about. It's about your choice. It's not about some, quote, expert telling you there is no hope, there is no choice. We all need hope. And he runs a 26-acre fitness center that is legendary and quite an entrepreneur, and now putting enrichment classes for students very young all the way up through high school because of all the school shutdowns. Jim Worthington joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jim, welcome in.
Hey, Dom. How you doing? Thanks for having me on again today.
Well, that's quite a resume, Jim, and I met you in an Andy's Diner the first time around.
Yep.
But,
yep.
You know, that is your top thing. If you top that, the right to try law, because I'm convinced, given your style, your background, we know that when President Trump gets something in his ear that is good, he moves heaven and earth to get it done. And nothing is more American to me than the right to try law.
No question about that, Dom. You know, when he first heard about it, he met with myself, Matt Bellina, who's a Navy veteran, who had a pilot at the time. Matt was probably like 31, three young kids, a beautiful wife, had gotten ALS when flying a plane, noticed it, his hands shaking as he was flying, and he was retired. And we were trying to figure out a way to save his life. You know, 3 to 5 years with ALS is the life expectancy for 90% of the people. And we decided we were going to try to get the right to try bill passed. And the first time the president heard about that was the night of the rally in October of 2016 at my field house, when Matt and I and Linda met with him and told him about the right to try, and he looked down at Matt and said, you know, this is the right thing for Americans, and we need to get this passed. And the next day he announced that it is 100th day at Gettysburg, and what he would do in his first 100 days if elected, and the right to try was right at the top of the list. And as recently as last year, Esquire magazine had posted the top things that the president had accomplished in his first 2 years, and the first one was tax reform, and the second one was the right to try. So Matt Bellina and a few.
Jim, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Go. Continue, Jim. We miss you on one beat. Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. Matt and a few of the other families across the country that were really the proponents of this bill, and the Goldwater Institute down in Arizona were key in getting this done, and I was probably is the biggest thing I'll ever be involved in my life. If I lived 10 more lives, it would be the biggest thing that I've probably ever been involved in.
It is tremendous. So now, the entrepreneur that you are, seeing a niche, seeing a need, and some of these schools, the superintendents, Jim, I feel for, like Satterton, they're trying to do the right thing, and there's a lot of fire saying you can't possibly come to school 5 days a week. Parents are skeptical of just long distance learning. So what are you doing at the NAC?
Well, we opened up a supplemental enrichment program is the title of it. But basically, we run a huge program in the summer camp program. And this is kind of the extension of that. And about 6 weeks ago when I had a feeling through some of the contacts I had that we could go to virtual at the school districts in the fall, I reached out to a friend of mine who's very involved in the educational process statewide. And I ran this idea by him, and we have a phenomenal, and he said it was, he felt it was brilliant because there was going to be, he felt there was going to be a need for something for these kids to go, particularly for the working families. And then I have a sensational employee by the name of Amanda Sinkler, who runs our camp and children's program. She's our operations manager, who's just phenomenal. And we started brainstorming on the idea, and the next thing you knew, it started to take shape. About 3-4 weeks ago, we put it in place in anticipation. And you know how the my industry is right now. The health club industry is decimated. And we have to find other ways to, you know, not only to bring in revenue, but also to fill the need of the community. And I have this 26 acres, 250,000 square foot facility that would be prime for being able to have distance, you know, social distancing and all that good stuff. And we've already, we just put it out last week. Half the slots are already full. We can take 300 kids. We've got 100.
Well, wait a minute, though. You got 150 coming there, and why are they doing that, Jim? What are they telling you versus, you know, the school district and remote learning? Why come there in person? What's the grab for them?
Well, I mean, one, the first one is you get the two-income families that say, geez, I mean, what are we going to do? One of us can't quit our jobs. And,
right.
You know, we've got to find an opportunity. And they're familiar with the program and the quality of what we do. So they're familiar. And they're already, a lot of them are already people that send their kids to our camps now. So they were just overjoyed. I mean, we literally had women in tears saying, you know, we've saved their you know, not to be dramatic, they saved their life. They didn't know what they were going to do. They, you know, didn't have family in the area. What could they do with a 13, 10, and 8-year-old kid? The option wasn't to leave their job. So, and we've got, you know, the people that oversee our programming, our educators, are some of them are Amanda's a teacher, was certified as a teacher, and our CFO has a master's in education. So we've got the staff and the people to do this. And again, we do it every year. It was funny back. I remember back in March when you had me on the call, there was the problem with, we were going to provide this then, and people were up in arms, and we just said, well, no, they thought it was a money grab. And we're, no, this is what we do. We run these days out, the schools out programs year round, and this is just now an extension of the schools out program. But now it's acceptable because the folks are going back to, you know, the kids are going, need
yes.
to go back to school, and the parents need to go back to work. So now all of a sudden it's okay, and we're heroes. Back in March, we weren't, so go figure.
And everything, you're fine. They're not bothering you this time around. You're okay with the state, everything, and no problems, I hope.
Yeah, we never were. That whole hullabaloo
okay.
back in March was we were permitted to do that. In fact, people were very disappointed that we, because of the bad PR, we nixed it. I said it just wasn't worth it. You know, people were acting like it was something we're trying to do to, you know, be carpetbaggers. It's something we do it year round. And so we nixed it then, but now we just said, you know, in fact, the amount of people that are coming out of the woodwork, I think we have over 200 leads right now. They just can't get to them all. Of all the people, because they know the quality of what we do, and you know nobody can social distance better than what we can. I mean, my facility's the size of 3 Walmarts, so you imagine if you.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, I can literally in my field house, which is 40,000 square foot, I could put 100 kids in there, and nobody would be at desk, and nobody would be within 30 feet of each other.
Oh, I agree with you. So, Jim, what is the number they call, or what do people do that are interested and still want to have a chance to get in there?
They go to our website, campnac.com, campnac.com, and they can get all the information they want. And I can assure them we will run an exemplary program, and they will be very, very pleased, very,
Jim,
very pleased.
Jim, thank you as always. Thanks for filling a need. That's what you do, Jim. Thank you.
Okay, Dom, thanks for having me on.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.